This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. A local man's mission to honor his wife's memory and prevent the tragic circumstances that led to her death is now complete. Governor Charlie Baker today signed what is called Laura's Law. It requires hospitals to take steps to ensure access to emergency rooms for anyone who is in a crisis, and comes after Peter DeMarco's wife, Laura Levis, died from an asthma attack just steps from the emergency room doors at Somerville Hospital. DeMarco wrote a heart-wrenching account of his wife's death called Losing Laura that appeared in the Boston Globe and sparked the effort to get this law passed. He joins us now. Peter, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me here.
Peter, for 2 years you have been fighting for this law. What are you feeling today?
For me, of course, I have many mixed emotions. It's also a sad day to remember Laura's death, but it's also a very meaningful day. I'm very relieved that the state legislature, that Governor Baker, saw the value in this bill, saw the value in saving other people's lives through lessons that were learned from Laura's death, and they have passed Laura's Law. A law that is in her memory, but will help every single person in Massachusetts who one day will end up going to an emergency room, and it'll take the worry out of, will I be able to find that emergency room? I don't know what the hospital looks like. Will it be easy to find? Will I be able to get inside? There are so many hospitals that are confusing places. A simple thing like having an emergency room sign above the right door. There, of course, was no emergency room sign for Laura to use the morning that she went to Somerville Hospital. That's why she went to the wrong door. It's my hope that when these standards are in place, when Laura's Law does take effect after the coronavirus pandemic is over, that no one will ever die again steps from the door of an emergency room.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you could share Laura's story one more time to remind people exactly what happened.
Sure. So I know so much about Laura's story because I wrote Laura's story for the Boston Globe in a story called Losing Laura. I happened to be a journalist, and I spent a year researching what happened that morning when she was alone, having an asthma attack, and walked to our local emergency room at about 4 a.m. And what I found was that everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. That Laura had 10 coin flips in a row, and she lost every single one of them. From there being no one at the security desk all night long, to the door she went to was very brightly lighted. The door she was supposed to have gone to was almost dark, but the door she went to was locked, so she was led to the wrong door. When she called 911, her call went to the wrong police department, and then it got transferred again and again, and during those transfers, important information was lost, including the fact that she was having an asthma attack, that she was near death, and that she was right outside the door of the Somerville Hospital emergency room. She said those things. She said those words exactly. I am dying. I am at the emergency room door. I cannot get in. And somehow she was not saved. And the reason she wasn't saved wasn't just one person's mistake. Our entire emergency healthcare system, our entire emergency 911 system, they just failed. They failed her. This could have happened to anyone. Any one of us could have been Laura that day.
What kind of person was Laura?
She was an amazing person. She was so funny, so smart. She was always wanted to do the next great thing. Loved movies, loved restaurants. She loved her family. She loved her friends. And, of course, she was so strong physically. She was a weightlifter. She taught me how to lift weights. She was a fighter. When Laura set her mind to do something, she did it. And so much so that even that morning at the hospital, she did everything she could to save herself. And even during the last 4 years... since she's been gone, I think of her fighting spirit a lot. And I know that she would not have wanted her death to have happened for no reason, with no meaning. That she would have wanted to have saved others.
That's Peter DeMarco, who worked to pass a law in memory of his wife, Laura Levis, who died from an asthma attack outside the emergency room at Somerville Hospital. The new law requires clear signage, lighting, and entrance to hospital emergency rooms. Peter, thank you.
Thank you, Jack.